Hey everybody, it's Andy. Welcome to a Game of Thrones podcast. I would say howdy wildlings, but I am too excited because the last episode of Game of Thrones was amazing. Adam, you're here. How are you, sir?
I'm doing great, man. I am so excited to talk about this week's episode. So much went down.
Before you get into it, we're going to go right to something special. I want to do a contest about Game of Thrones. We're going to call a random person now. Ollie on the board. Ollie, why don't you light up the board? Let's get some calls. Ollie, all right. Cool. He's waving to me. Cool. All right. Send in the first call. Oh, thanks, Ollie. Okay, here we go. Let's see. What's your name and where you're calling from?
Hey, this is Nick from San Diego.
How's it going in San Diego? Is it nice?
Oh, man. You guys should be here. Water slides, water slides, water slides.
Ooh, sounds exciting.
So
and wet.
So we wanted to ask a quiz question about the last episode of Game of Thrones, Season 7, Episode 2. So if you answer this correctly, we have one shiny $50 gift card for Hooters for you. So,
all right.
All right. So Adam, ask the question, please. Thanks.
I'm ready to bend the knee.
All right. So in this most recent episode of Game of Thrones, we were introduced to an old character. An old character. What character did we see show up?
Since season one.
A season one character.
Yes.
In this episode.
That's correct.
Wait a minute. What's going on? Wait a minute. Why are we talking about Game of Thrones? What is going on? When did we start doing a Game of Thrones podcast? And who? Why is Nick on the phone? Wait. What? This is Adam. Are you Adam the intern? Or are you Adam from? Am I in another dimension? Nick, why are you on the phone? Why are you making believe you're someone else? Wait a minute. Is that like something from Destiny?
There's been a glitch in the Matrix.
Oh, Jesus.
Please return to a Destiny podcast immediately.
Oh, wait. Am I supposed to be here? Like, is this like a different...
Switching in five,
wait.
Four,
hold on.
Three,
wait. What is
going
on? What?
Beta Boys Media presents a Destiny podcast. A Destiny podcast.
Howdy, Guardians. How y'all doing tonight? It's your main man, Andy, a.k.a. Glue Gun with two N's. That's right. It's a Destiny podcast. Sitting right across from me is none other than Adam, the intern.
What up? What it do? How you doing?
How's it going, Adam?
You know, it's going pretty great, man. A lot of Destiny going on.
There's a lot of Destiny going on.
Yeah, there's a lot of Destiny 2, and I've been playing a lot of Destiny 1 because of it. It's crazy.
So I got to play the beta. You got to play the beta, right?
We did.
I haven't been playing a lot of video games lately. And a lot of people know that I've been kind of distant from Destiny. We've been doing Dungeons in Destiny, which is airing the end of next week, another episode. We're on part 10, I think.
Damn, coming up.
But a Destiny podcast, we haven't done a regular episode, and of course Scott's not here. Scott said
natural.
Now there's a reason Scott's not here, because Scott did say he wants to be surprised when he plays the game, so he doesn't want to play the beta.
I'm pretty
sure he never played the original beta. I did. I was lucky enough to.
Yeah.
So let's start.
What did you run in the original beta?
I was a Titan.
Nice.
My first. Okay. Do you know what the thing behind that was? Is that I loved Halo,
okay,
right? And Bungie was like, Halo Reach was the last great Halo, because that was their last Halo.
Okay.
And what I loved about Master Chief is that I was like, okay, so I'm going into, I was an RPGer. I always play like a Warlock in Diablo. I'll play something that's a long range kind of shooter.
Okay.
And I was like, I want to be the tank.
So
I feel like the Titan looks like Master Chief the most. This was actually,
that's fair.
I never told this story before, but that was my reasoning to go with the Titan, is because I thought he was as close to like a tank,
okay,
and a Master Chief. Like, I just wanted to run around and shoot people and punch people.
Okay,
and that's
that makes
exactly
sense.
What the Titan is. And yes, you know, I have run the Warlock. I had a warlock. I did. I still do.
You still actually. Got a warlock?
I still have a warlock.
Just chilling?
Just chilling, and so is my hunter.
Nice.
I used the hunter, believe it or not, for a while there.
Do you believe it?
I believe it. But basically what I'm saying is that, what are your first impressions off the bat? I know, so here's the thing, that everyone immediately put up review videos reviewing Destiny, but you know, it's been almost a week removed, right? A little less than a week.
Yeah, I think that's about
right. Less than a week, so let it simmer a little bit. How do you feel about the beta overall?
On Tuesday it ended, right?
I think so, yeah, like a regular reset. So what were your first impressions of the beta?
At first, I mean, I had to go with my warlock, always. I did try all three characters,
okay.
But for the most part, I played the warlock. The entire first day, I played warlock. The second day, I played Titan up to like 2 p.m., and then I was like, nah, I can't do that. And then I started playing warlock again. And then I played the hunter for like maybe 10 minutes.
Really?
Yeah, I did the story, and then I did like two matches in the Crucible, and I was like, yeah, I'm going to switch to my warlock, guys.
Okay. This is,
I could not.
Well, you okay.
But I'm not a good advocate for the hunter. I will not like tell anyone to play hunter ever. It's just not the, it's not.
Right.
It's not a good class in my opinion.
Okay.
It's not popular, but whatever.
Okay.
But
so
overall,
like, okay.
Overall, the warlock was good, but not as good.
Okay.
The jump, everything was so much slower. Like, with all characters, in fact. It wasn't just the warlock, it was all characters. They're so much slower.
Okay.
And the whole super regenerating thing, the whole abilities regenerating, like, what Destiny did was they overcorrected, in my opinion.
They overcorrected?
Yeah, so everyone in the community was like, we can't be MLG with all of these abilities, you know, with supers like this, you can't go MLG. It's so unbalanced.
Okay.
It imbalances the game, whatever, whatever, whatever. So Bungie did that. They overcorrected for that. They went ahead and made it so we got one super, and everyone gets them at the same time. So everyone's using them at the same time. Or you don't use it at all because the freaking match ends. Like,
right.
It was overcorrected. But again, we do have to be careful here because it's the beta.
Okay, but I didn't ask you how the fucking warlock's doing in beta. I asked you, give me...
No, I said like, everyone in general, the whole game in general is just slower. Like, everything is so slow.
What
compared
about
to Destiny 1, and that's not necessarily a bad thing.
Everything
not
is slower because the supers are taking a long time. Everyone's freaking out because you can't drop supers all the time. Everyone's spoiled because they're dropping supers all the time, like Mayhem.
Yeah,
you know,
Mayhem is pretty great.
That's why they invented Mayhem, so you can throw your supers around and like salads, tossing them around in the Crucible as much as you damn please.
Yeah, I mean, you know? And it's a great time.
But like,
it's like some of the most fun.
I'm thinking like, look, everyone's complaining like Destiny's too easy, things are dropping too easy.
Yeah.
Now when they like make it harder to get your supers, everyone's freaking out. Let the game be hard. I'm petitioning for that. I think that, like, why? Listen.
Yeah.
I was okay with that. It made the strike harder.
It,
you know, like, I had fun. Actually, my first run, I did it no problem. One run. And then, like, I got in with some other people, and it took us fucking... We would, like, someone would fuck up at the end, and, like... And I'll, to my credit, Chris Boulder... This goes out to Chris Boulder.
Okay.
We ran a strike, and we couldn't... It was him and this guy Miller on my my clan.
Okay.
And Chris Boulder kept... to our credit, we would die, and then... It was up to Chris Boulder to win the match for us, and then he would fuck up.
He couldn't
clutch sorry,
it.
Chris Boulder. I know we died, but you gotta Jordan it. We're giving you the moments.
Yeah, this you gotta. Your, yeah, that's that clutch.
Take the moment. So the strike, in my opinion, if I'm gonna give an impression, because I love PvE.
That's right.
That's I'm actually from Vanilla Destiny.
Okay.
The way I love PvE, you know, I'm a role playing guy. I always loved Halo. Listen.
Yeah.
I'm going to be honest. I just suck at FPS games, like
at being
multiplayer. Like, I do. Crucible, I am a mediocre Destiny. What's great about Destiny is it made me a better Crucible player. Like, I can actually do first-person shooter in Destiny.
Okay, that's what you're saying.
I'm mediocre, okay?
Yeah.
I'm middle rate. I've been to the Lighthouse.
Average.
Hey, I've been to the Lighthouse. I got there. And look, maybe they...
solid six.
Maybe they... I got three Lighthouses.
5.5, maybe?
What do you mean?
Just average.
Average what?
What we're talking about,
you
Destiny
mean,
here,
right? Like my average, right? Yes, I am average. Yes, I am the average. But in PvE, like, I was always that really good Titan. Like, don't forget that there's good people in PvE. You could be amazing,
of course,
in PvE.
Absolutely.
So I love PvE, and the strike, I ran it like five times. I think realistically five times.
Okay.
Exaggerated
eight. But.
I exaggerated eight off the camera.
But it was maybe five, six times.
Yeah.
Okay.
But anyway,
that's still a lot.
And I had fun in Crucible. I jumped in there with the 4v4. I was liking the 4v4.
Okay. Did you try both modes?
I tried both modes.
So we had
times.
We had Control, right?
And the one that was like, what was it called?
Countdown.
And it was
Control and
Countdown. Everyone kept telling me it was like Search and Rescue or Search and Destroy.
It's Search and Destroy. That's what Call of Duty has.
But
the only difference is that you can actually revive your teammates, and that's pretty cool, I guess.
It was funny when I went
it's like
in.
An added thing. To
I jumped into it and I had no idea what was going on. I went into beta. I just went blind.
Of course, that's what everyone was doing.
Right, and I'm like, what the fuck is going on? Everyone's like, it's like Search to Destroy and Call of Duty. Remember?
You're like, nope.
I'm like, nope.
what's Search and Destroy?
No, I do know what Search and Destroy, but I was just like, what the fuck is going on? But it turned out I liked that mode.
Yeah,
I had fun. I thought that was fun.
So you're coming from more of a PvP point of view. Where I did play PvE, I didn't really care for it because I'm coming from
Destiny,
the PvP point of view.
But Destiny
so
forces,
that's good because we got two different perspectives, and you lean more towards the PvE. I lean more towards the PvP. So we have a good, solid, you know, assessment as far as
I
our
love
opinions
raids.
Go.
I love
no raids
strikes.
Are great. I do all of that shit, but I prefer the PvP.
So here's the thing is that beta was very, and since we're in the first impressions part of the show betas, I really want to dig into it, is that beta like didn't give a lot for either side. Like you actually got more in Crucible than PvE. You got a strike, and yes, the farm was open for an hour. I just want to say something, okay? And I tweeted this out. I was like, seriously, like you can't just have it there the whole day. You got to be like, there were no vendors, for Christ's sake. So you couldn't leave it open for a full day. You had to make it that 1 hour so people that couldn't get to that 1 hour couldn't enjoy it on the beta.
That's exclusive.
I paid Luke Smith. I threw money at the screen and I paid for the game so that I could enjoy beta. I couldn't go. I couldn't be there.
You couldn't do it. You weren't one of the exclusives. I mean, I'm getting an emblem, you know, because I was chilling in there.
That's
well.
Bullshit. That's biased.
I was chilling in there well.
What about all
past
the people that couldn't go?
11 o'clock. I was in there until like 11:40, I think. Oh my God. Because if you were in there, you didn't get kicked out.
All the Destiny people were in their fire teams, like floating in orbit. Like, I can't wait. It's almost.
Dude,
oh my
it was
God.
Good, man. It
I know.
Was so
well, how
so
did you
good.
Like the farm?
The farm was nice. It was big. I think it might be smaller than the tower.
Probably
all things considered, like everything.
Where
going
do you
down,
think Zer will be?
Up.
Oh,
yes, there's a few places. There's like a bridge. There's this like river, this little creek that goes, and then there's this log that goes across it. But it's like a little cave. So he'll definitely be in there one time.
Okay.
The soccer field was nice. You know, you could get on top of the buildings, jump around.
I always thought that was funny that in original Destiny they had a soccer ball, you know,
they
and
did.
That the glowy ball.
They did.
So it's funny that now they've made it you could actually play soccer.
There's an actual soccer ball. There's an actual field. There are goalposts.
Ridiculous.
You can score.
Here we go.
There's
it's gonna be Destiny soccer PvP.
Fireworks that fly in the sky. Little sparklers that
you
shoot
think,
out of the goalposts.
You think there'll be PvP for soccer now?
I
Destiny
mean,
soccer?
I think there might There, I mean, people might start like a league. I definitely see that being a
should
being
I get that
re-
should
day.
I lock that Reddit in or
we
what?
Should definitely like do lock some that. Damage with that.
Should I lock in Destiny soccer?
We should start a soccer league.
Sure,
Destiny soccer league.
So
DSL.
Any other final impressions? DSL. Any final impressions, sir?
I can't wait for the actual game to see the actual end game gear and what my character is going to look like when I get there.
Okay.
I'm excited.
All right. So let's talk about some
wait,
of the...
What about your final impressions?
Oh, right. Sir. I'm just skipping over myself.
Yeah.
Yeah,
you
that's
are.
Okay. I'm hosting now because, you know...
Well done.
Scott's not here.
So. He isn't.
So anyway,
So what are your first impressions?
I would...
or final... Final words.
Everyone's being so critical, and I just like went into it like like, hey, this is fun. Like, I'm playing with the clan again and I'm running a strike and, you know, I'm having fun playing Destiny again. It's just a beta, people. Hey, hello. It's a beta. Like, they're not going to give you the whole game. There's what I'm excited for is the sectors. Those are like dungeons. It's going to be like Diablo. And that's what I would love that. Like, I want to see the patrols are opening up. There's going to be like patrols that are going to have high level battles. Like, I'll spend a whole day on the fucking whatever planet and do patrols and do stuff with my clan. I think that the one best thing about beta is that I jump back on. I haven't played video games in like a while. And I was talking and having fucking a blast. We did Tryout Friday.
You did do that.
We did. It was one of the craziest Tryout Fridays I ever encountered. Everyone was drunk.
Oh, shit.
That's the one.
Oh, so it got real, huh?
Also, during the Chris Boulder non-Jordan run of the strike, my other friend who was running with us, Infantry, took a Sparrow through the whole strike. He got super far.
How far did
and
he
I
get?
He got like, he was able to jump on the jumping puzzle area with the Sparrow. We got close. So he
wait,
was
what strike were you doing?
The main beta strike, the one strike we were doing.
Oh, wait, there was no Sparrow in the beta.
No, you can get, no, it wasn't a Sparrow.
Oh,
it
the
was
pike,
a,
the pike.
He got the pike.
Okay.
So we took, so I have this on video. I should post this.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's actually, it's on Try Hard Friday, but I can clip it out. But he took the Sparrow through the jump things too.
Yeah.
It went through or the pike. Now it didn't, he got as far as the fire ones. Now it kicked him off the fire ones. So he got as far as the fire on a Sparrow with two guys helping him get through. It was super fun.
That's pretty fun.
I don't think anyone tried that. I don't know if they did.
I don't know. We'll see it on YouTube.
We'll put it on the tube. And that's also, I wanted the slow motion when Chris Boulder dies at the end and ruins it for us. Was that the one? I don't know if that was the same one.
I mean, it doesn't kick you, so you could have just continued, right?
So first impressions is that I had fun and I wasn't critical.
Okay.
I didn't give a shit otherwise. Like, I was having fun. I'm excited for Destiny 2. Fuck it.
Sick.
Like, why does everyone got to be so critical? I get it. Everyone's fucking whining. This isn't Overwatch, guys. This is Destiny. Remember that? Remember those days?
Yeah, this
Remember,
is Destiny.
This is Destiny. You're We're right. different.
This we is Destiny 2.
Yeah, the raids are coming. People are going to have to... Listen, you PvPers are going to have to play... Fucking, you know, PvE. Like, that's what I love about Destiny.
Oh, I play it all the time.
It's funny.
I mean, I used to do carries in the raid, but it's just PvP is just so much more fun. The competitive aspect, the competitive side of it, being able to best someone else in combat, like it's exhilarating. You know, I can't wait for trials. I mean, we're gonna get it soon. Soon after they launch it, they said so.
I'm excited for that, too.
I'm excited.
I used to run trials. Remember when I was running trials, like, every weekend?
I do.
And
I was we got Nick.
We got Nick in the back.
We got Nick Dossman. He's sitting on the couch over there chilling.
Yo, fuck Jason Popper.
That guy. Whoever that is.
Yeah. now I got caught up in what we were doing. What we were saying there, we were...
Destiny 2, man. It's about to be super lit.
Okay.
Like the level of epicness.
I was like
crazy.
Taking an unbiased approach to beta. Like,
yeah.
Like, be a little bit more open minded.
Sure.
Oh, start whining on Reddit that your supers aren't recharging.
No, that was ridiculous.
Listen,
man. Like,
what happened to Destiny, guys? Will you guys just chill out?
That's what happened. What happened to Destiny is overcorrection.
I'm gonna say it. I don't give a shit. We've been doing this podcast 127 episodes.
Is that where we're at? Almost. Well, was it 127?
If not more than that, because of all the specials we've done that we didn't count.
Those don't
we
count.
We must be in the 130s by now.
I mean,
so
sure.
We've been doing this for 3.5 years. So, you know, like, everyone should just chill out and enjoy the new game.
Hey, yo, chill with that.
That's how I feel. Okay.
I mean, I feel you, man.
Tell me what IGN was showing. Let's get out of this mess.
So, IGN did some damage out here. They had an entire month
they got the
of
first.
Just IGN first from Bungie.
Yeah. What were the highlights?
I mean, we got to see the farm. That's where they started. If you haven't seen these are all on YouTube. Mm-hmm. If you go to IGN's page, they have an IGN's first section. I found this on Reddit, this list or whatever. But yeah, you got the farm. They revealed some PvP stuff. They revealed Countdown. They also revealed the new PvP mode called Survival, which looks awesome. We'll talk about that in a second. But I mean, they just kind of did like a reveal of a bunch of little things, like the Titan. They revealed the Titan. If you want to see some more stuff about like like the the area, they did some walkthroughs of some of the maps that they revealed. They did a bunch of stuff. The new exotic that you get to get, by the way. I mean, if you go through, there's many things that have been talked about. So if you want to get a little deeper into it,
And we're plugging IGN now.
We'll post the links.
I know. They got exclusive first.
Yeah, they got hooked up.
They got hooked up this month. That's for sure. They had like something every week, something more than one thing a week. So that was cool. But what happened recently though? So is that they announced that Destiny 2 beta hits PC on August 28th.
That's right.
Now, lucky for me,
that's early access.
Yes, lucky for me, I actually got to see Destiny 2 on PC at E3, and it looked pretty good. And you know those computers were like top notch.
Yeah, they said that was like medium to high quality, and it could be better than that. So, I mean, non-capped, you know?
Non-capped. So basically, the requirements, I believe Bungie listed them, am I right?
They did.
Did they list them? Okay, so they did list them. I had the list somewhere.
Here it's somewhere on there.
So recommended specs for a CPU is Intel Core i5 2400. So you don't need an i7. That's good news. An AMD Ryzen R5 16X is the minimum spec there. Now,
okay.
I know. Now I've been working.
Well, not minimum recommended, right?
Right. And I've been kind of working around PC gaming, which I've been kind of distant from for many years because I've been console gaming. So I'm kind of understanding builds and stuff. So the GPU is NVIDIA GeForce GTX 970. You should have an AMD Radeon R9 390. You need at least 8 gigs of RAM. Minimum specs is those are just the good specs, but minimal. So those weren't even minimal.
No, that was just recommended.
Okay, that was the recommended. Okay.
Yeah, so you can go even lower than that. I was hearing around the community that you could probably build a solid PC for like $300 at the most.
Yeah, I mixed that up.
Destiny.
Well, they're saying a Core i3 could run Destiny. That's low. And then the 2 gigabyte video cards for GeForce, NVIDIA GeForce, and then AMD Radeons. 6 gigs of RAM. So it doesn't seem like it's recommended, though. You should have an i5, not an i3. That's pretty old.
Yeah,
but
that's the recommendation.
But obviously, you would need a really powerful computer to do the 4K 60 frames per second.
Yeah, if you're trying to do damage,
which you can. And I'm pretty sure at E3 they were running 60 frames per second at the highest level. It was at the NVIDIA booth.
Yeah, so where they had it, they said that the settings were set to like a little over medium, like medium to high. It wasn't maxed out. That it can go way better than that.
Yeah,
but they were like medium to high is what they said. So I don't know what that means exactly because that's very vague.
It's good news for a lot of people that have PCs. They made it so that you don't have to have 4K Destiny. so you can enjoy Destiny on your computer now.
Yeah.
Pretty sure that I don't think you can play it on the Mac. Is it all PC? It's PC, no Mac.
Okay, I'm gonna take your word for that
because
I don't know.
I doubt it.
I don't have a Mac, so
I doubt it. I don't know. I don't think so. You don't have a Mac. I do, and Macs suck for gaming.
Is that what this is right here?
It's a Mac. Yeah,
there it is. Look at that.
They
Mac.
Suck for gaming. Like, you know, the only thing they're good at is iPhone games. You know? They make good iPhone games, but their fucking other shit sucks. I know that I think it's just, but it's Blizzard, the Battle.net app will, which is really great because those servers are really good.
Yeah.
And hopefully that means they're like, you know, getting help from Blizzard to do their PC. That's smart. Like Bungie could have went the wrong direction and said, let's build our own shit. But they went and said, hey, Blizzard, could you help us do the PC side of online play for this? Can you help us out? And they're like, sure, just give us money.
No, I'm just kidding.
I don't know. They probably made some crazy deal. They're working together. But it was
I can't wait for the crossovers.
When they did that reveal at Destiny where you saw the Blizzard employee talking to Bungie, like, what?
It's a partnership, man.
It's crazy.
That's a crazy one.
I would definitely say that was
so the PC beta comes out the 28th.
Right.
That's if you pre-order and get the early access. I'm pretty sure you could pre-order on the actual Blizzard, like the Blizzard application that you get on your PC, where you download the Blizzard shop, I guess. But also, if you go to GameStop, they're giving out fidget spinners, while supplies last.
Destiny
fidget spinners.
Where?
At GameStop. So if you pre-order at GameStop, you just go in there and you're like, hey, I want...
Can I just buy it?
I don't... I mean, they're pre-order bonuses, so...
Okay.
I don't think you could buy them. I mean, I'm sure if you go on, like, eBay, you'll probably find it. But maybe. I don't know. But you can definitely go pre-order one and, you know, just get your money back after... Because you can cancel at any time, so...
Could I, like, go in the store and say, hey, I'd like to pre-order Destiny? Then you, like, walk out of the store and come back in and say, can I refund my Destiny?
I mean...
Are they going to go, fidget spinner, please?
They might. They might do that. It depends on how... I mean, they're not supposed to, because it's in the policy that's
Sir,
not how it works.
Sir, if you refund this, I'm going to need the fidget spinner back.
Yeah. Like, oh, I left it at home.
Dude, those fidget spinners are everywhere. What is going on?
It's a trend that died months ago, but people are
it's
like...
It's still going, dude.
It's just the people that are late to the party are starting to do it.
I walked to the Metro in Los Angeles, yeah. Hollywood Boulevard. Every table has spinners. It's Spin City, boy. Let me tell you. You want a Captain America spinner? No problem. What else do you want? You want a Jay-Z spinner? Sure. It exists.
They got
all kinds of spinners.
Yeah.
It's just like a thing now. And tourists buy it and people just buy it. 7-Eleven's got it. You know, I noticed 7-Eleven's always up on the trends.
No, that's when it starts dying,
Andy. I think 7-Eleven... 7-Eleven... No, they started selling them early. They were the one place you could get
7-Eleven
them.
7-Eleven and the Circle K by my house.
Right on the counter. What's a spinner?
I mean, I'm going to go get one, you know?
A Destiny spinner sounds cool.
My buddy's going to hold on to one.
How much on eBay does that cost, you think, to sell it? Well, how much would a Destiny player buy one of those?
I mean,
$20
go to GameStop, put $5 down. How much do fidget spinners cost regularly?
$5.
Like $20?
It's kind of funny. No, it's $5.
Fidget spinners are $5?
Yeah, usually.
So why would you spend more than that? I guess on eBay, you just get it for $5, right?
Yeah, I guess so. Anyway, so there you go. You have it. Adam has announced that fidget spinners are available.
Fidget spinners, yeah. I'll go get one.
Oh, that sounds cool. What does it have on it? Is there a Titan
there's
one?
Like a, there's like a... No, it's
is
like
it
a,
the three of
it's
them?
It's just white. It's just white. And it's got a two on it. And it's like black. And it's like the Destiny.
You know, they fucked up then because the spinner has three things. Yeah. It could have the Titan face, the Warlock face, and the Hunter face.
They could have
you
done
guys
that.
Fucking suck at creative marketing. God damn it. You can't even get your fidget spinners
Andy,
right.
Andy, you should be working for Bungie, dude. You should be the one out there.
Telling them to put the faces on the fidget spinners.
Put the face on the
thing,
man.
I wish I was a fly on the wall. Hey, guys, don't forget to put their faces on the fidget spinners. Don't just make it plain.
Anyway. Nah, it actually looks pretty dope.
I'm sure it does.
It looks pretty
dope. I'm just joking around. I love you, Luke Smith. I'll throw money at anything. Trust me. I'm all about it, dude.
I mean, my credit card's already on my account, so...
Yo, Bungie can, like... I'll mail them my credit card. Like, here. Every time you make a new game, just charge it. And then Luke Smith's like, oh, yeah, that's right. I got to swipe Andrew's card. Okay.
Andrew's card? Yeah. Oh, does Luke Smith swipe your card personally?
Yeah. I actually pay extra for that.
Wait, you pay extra?
Yeah. So I pay Bungie. Like, I'm like, can Luke Smith run my credit card to buy Destiny 2?
Sure.
So they were like, sure, Andy, no problem. Of course.
Anything what for you. Like that cost?
Luke Smith was like, yeah, just send me the card.
Okay.
No, I'm just kidding.
Damn.
Luke Smith doesn't know who I am. I know who he is. I'm coming after you, Luke Smith.
Whoa.
Just kidding. I met a few Bungie employees. I met Cosmo recently at E3.
You did.
I met Luke Timmons a couple of years ago during the Taken King.
You also met Deej.
And I did meet Deej.
You
we
did.
Have a photo with Deej.
We do. Well, you do.
I do. You weren't existed yet.
I didn't exist yet. No, I did exist.
Not in that like
not in this
world.
None of this.
But ironically enough, I ran into someone you knew that I was handing out business cards.
You did. You did.
That's funny.
That
separation.
Retro. You met Retro Kid.
And then he like showed you my card.
Yeah, and I was like, dude, I listened to this podcast. And he's like, dude, like these guys are dope. I was like,
yeah,
I'll be
dope.
The judge of that.
We're dope. Well, here you are. Anyway, it's really good to talk about Destiny in a new light, obviously. So, you know, I'm just fucking around. I love what's going on. It's fun to talk about Destiny again in a positive light. Anything you want to say about just before we get out of the beta stuff, like anything about the Crucible balancing you want to quickly mention? Luke Smith came out and said sort of something.
They mentioned things about the super. A lot of people were complaining about the super and and they specifically said that the super will be regenerating faster.
Right.
You know, just so that you get the super. I don't want the super twice a match. It's not necessary. But if you're that good, then you deserve it twice a match.
Right.
And if you're not that good, you deserve it at least one time. You know. So they're gonna shorten the time for that. I hope that they do it to the abilities as well. You know. Other than that, they just. I was watching the video, and my cousin pointed out that the Titan looked a little bit faster than what we were using.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, dude, I swear that Titan is moving way faster. And I kind of agreed with him, but only after he said it. So I don't know if they've tweaked the movement speed on our characters. Maybe that Titan was just wearing some gear or something. But
okay, well,
either way.
I have his quote here, so why don't I read it? So Luke Smith came out and said on an, I think it was an AMA. This might have been the AMA. I don't know what it was. Oh, yeah, it was the Bungie AMA on IGN. Not even
first,
on,
dude. They got hooked up.
Not even on Reddit. This is Luke Smith. By the time beta was live, the team had already been playing a pretty different version of the PvE tuning.
Yeah.
From our couches, grenades are more powerful. Does that make sense? Am I reading that wrong? Grenades are more powerful. Kinetic energy weapon damage improvements. Power armor economy refactor. What is that? A refactor? I don't know. Bungie game director Luke Smith said, we've also made tons and tons and tons, he said three times,
whoa,
of changes of varying sizes that is a function of closing down a video game. We're almost done.
Awesome.
So I guess he's saying, like, this is like what it's like.
Like, hey, chill out,
what
guys.
What does that mean?
Here's what it means. We were playing the beta that we got was an old build. So what we got was maybe three versions of Go. They've already made tweaks to the game themselves that they thought were necessary. And basically, all the feedback that we're giving, they're like, we were right as far as what we needed to tweak already. That's all this is. This is like, we know you guys.
This is stupid.
Like, chill out. Like,
what is
we already know.
For?
But it's like, if you know, why are you making it in the first place?
I bet you I'm the only one that's like, why is everyone freaking out? Everyone's just freaking out on Reddit. It's like, why can't anyone just like chill out?
It's just, it's easier. It's clickbait, man. It's easier to talk shit than it is to praise.
Sure. I'll give you that one. So anyway, anything else you want to say about beta?
Dude,
we talked a lot about beta.
I'll tell you one thing about beta. It got me to play Destiny again. And I'm having fun, dude. I'm playing trials today.
What I'm saying.
Like, I'm getting down. I mean, I almost went flawless. I got 7 wins. I'm going flawless this weekend.
Yeah, you are.
I'm going to tell you right now. I'm going flawless this weekend. The map is Drifter.
In old Destiny?
In Destiny 1, man. I'm playing that D1.
D1? All right. That's cool.
How about you, Andy?
I probably won't have time. I played the beta hardcore. I played a lot of it. And I made sure I played everything and did everything, you know?
Uh-huh. And he clicked on his phone there.
Yeah. We were live.
We were live, by the way.
Yeah, so, I don't know, man. Long story short is that Destiny 2 was awesome. And I mean, it's only been the beta, but I think I'm excited for it.
I agree, man. I agree. I like, dude, the abilities are so cool. Like the Warlock Rift where you can heal yourself.
And the shield for
the
Titan.
The shield is so OP.
Come on.
So OP.
That's great. I was running.
Air dodge.
You know what's interesting is I was running Striker in Crystal because that's what always will run.
Striker.
I always run Striker. And you do the multiple
slams.
Now, I didn't get to talk about that. And I got to say that I don't know if I really think, I feel like it makes it too arcadey when now I can just like start slamming like more than once. I mean, I don't know if I like it. I mean, I think it's cool and all. Like, I guess I could slam more than once, but there was always something about the smash is like it was a one and done. Like, you remember when like someone would come up and like, smash like, the whole team?
Yeah.
I've won, you know, when that and then it's one and done. It's like, boom.
It's just the game plays so much different that there's no room for that. The chances of you finding people clumped up like that,
I guess so,
are not high because when you're playing PvP, you have to spread out but be in the same area and focus fire. Because this whole Destiny 2 is all about team shots. That's what it is. When it comes down to everything, the end of the day, team shots. If you're not team shotting, you're not winning.
Okay.
Do not get caught alone. Please. Please. Always be behind someone. Please.
I guess it's
not,
cool.
Not just you, Andy. Oh. I'm telling everybody.
Okay.
I'm telling you. I'm telling Nick over there. I'm telling all the listeners, everybody that's not even listening. I'm telling you, you people that are watching us, I'm letting you know. Don't get caught alone.
Don't get caught alone.
It's dangerous out there.
Guess what time it is?
What time is it?
What time is it?
Is it like 8?
It's time for the question game.
Oh, it's the question game.
It's back.
Dude, we haven't done the question game.
Yeah. So we're not doing yes, sir, because we don't know what the hell's going on with Zer.
Don't even worry about Zer. You don't even want to go to him anymore.
Well, then, does that mean we retired Guess Sir, the longest running segment of a Destiny podcast?
I mean, you can guess. I mean, Suros.
Should we guess
like
that Guess Sir is done? Wait, can we get? All right. Might as well Guess Sir. So welcome to Guess Sir.
Guess Sir.
Okay, right, guess if
Zer.
Will Zer be at the Reef?
No.
I guess that he will.
Oh, shit.
So you guess no, I guess one. So you want to start fresh? Here we go.
Here we go.
One and one. So let's see if Zer shows up at the farm. You said no. I said
Suros Regime and Crest of Alpha Loopy.
Oh, are we going to? Okay.
The Titan, dude.
Really?
Yeah.
Wait, that's really? What you're guessing?
That's my guess.
Then I'm going to do the Sunbreakers.
Oh, shit.
For the Warlock. The next level Sunbreakers. And I'm going to go with the Titan Saint Helm.
Oh, okay. I mean, why not, right?
Yeah.
You've guessed it like so 80 times.
So we've just guessed Zer for the beginning of Destiny 2. Like,
wait.
If Zer will be there at the farm or not.
What? No. You said Reef. I thought we were doing...
Destiny 2 beta.
What? Beta?
Will,
the beta's
I
over.
I asked you a simple question.
You said Reef.
Will, I said farm.
No.
Did I say the Reef?
I responded. Like, I repeated
Wait,
it back
no,
to you.
I said
I was
the
like,
farm.
No, you didn't. I guess you said, I think he's going to be at the Reef. And I was like, I don't think he's going to be at the Reef.
I said the farm.
People, please tweet at Andy. Let him know what he said. And let me know if I'm wrong, because maybe
right,
I heard it
I'm
wrong.
I'm moving on then. Leave it to them to do it. So anyway, question game. Back to the question game.
Question game.
What are you most excited for? If you could describe in one sentence, you have to take one sentence to describe what you're looking forward to in Destiny 2.
Oh, man, an entire sentence?
So you're wasting your sentence. So think about your sentence and tell me one sentence. This is the question game.
I guess, I mean, I'm just going to spitball right off the top of my head.
That's more
I'm
than
I'm excited for the PvP, man. I'm excited for the changes that they've said they made.
Pretty sure that's more than
Crucible.
A sentence.
I'm sorry, dude. I don't know what to tell
fine,
you.
Fine, okay.
You're like throwing me off. You're like, oh, a sentence. Well, then that's another one. So I don't know what to say.
It's good to be back.
I'm excited for more content.
Okay.
Bam, that's my sentence. I'm excited for more content. Bam, that's my sentence.
I'm excited to play with my clan again. That's my sentence.
Fucking fire, dude. Let me get one. We just high-fived.
All right, so that will do it for It's been a while since we did a regular Destiny podcast. Again, I'll remind everyone that Scott isn't here. And he's
Nick
not
is,
here.
Though.
Nick is here.
Nick. Hey, Nick, you excited for D2?
You know it, bro.
He says, you know it, bro.
He knows it.
The level of excitement.
Of course, I am Andy, but you can find me at Twitter at ThisGamerSays. I'm on Instagram at Andy like in Toy Story. Just like that.
It's really crazy that you got those.
I guess. also, Beta Boys Media, Twitter, Beta Boys Media, Instagram as well. We actually are going to be doing a Dungeons and Destiny that will post, I believe, next week.
Okay.
About Wednesday. I would say Wednesday it's going to drop. I believe it'd be part 10.
Damn. We're getting down.
Yes.
If
you haven't heard of Dungeons and Destiny, it's pretty much a series that we came up with that melds Dungeons and Dragon lore with Destiny. So we play Dungeons and Dragon style game using Destiny lore, and we're doing the Vault of Glass. It's all available on our SoundCloud and our iTunes. All the episodes are there. Check it out next week, Adam. Let's hear that Twitter.
Yeah, I mean it's pretty simple. Eternal Nightmare. Spell it.
Spell it.
Eternalnightmare. You can find me on Twitch.
Sure.
You can find me on Beam. You can find me
Mixer.
On Instagram. Mixer.
It's not beam anymore.
Single to mingle.
Single to Mayo.
At Eternal Nightmare. I'm sure there's an account.
Wait.
But yeah, I'm on Twitch, Twitter, all of those, Eternal Nightmare. Nick Dossman is here at Nick Dossman everywhere.
Yeah, I think it is. And then it's Dick Nossman on Instagram. Or Nick Dossman on Instagram.
Yeah, we got them both.
He's got it all locked down. All Nick Dossmans are across the board. Actually, on Twitter, he's Nick Dossman. I know that for a fact.
For a fact?
I made him create his Twitter account.
Oh, did you?
It was, I don't know. Let's save that for another time.
For fun facts?
All right.
I mean,
so we might as well do a fun fact.
So
it's literally probably like 3 days into Twitter coming out, like it just dropping, like for the first time ever. And like, I don't know how I heard about it. Maybe it was on the radio or someone told me about it. So I like a movie, I like rushed home for some reason and like opened the door and like told Nick, you got to join Twitter. You got to join Twitter. I was like yelling at him. It was 7 in the morning. I was like,
he drank.
So
the
Nick
night
was hungover
before.
Too. And I slammed the door open. I don't even know what year this
His
is.
His head was pounding.
It was 8 years ago.
8 years ago. Wow.
When Twitter first came out, I'm like, we got to create accounts. I like made him create. He actually woke up, though, and created a Twitter account.
Well, to get Andy to shut up.
to shut up.
He said to get Andy to shut up. But it's funny. Now, since we're in fun facts, the funny thing about Twitter back then, it wasn't anything like they. It was kind of made to be like just a status update thing.
Okay.
But like no one understood it at first, so everyone would be like walking the dog. Like it was so stupid back then. Like,
I remember that.
It's like I'm going to the market. It was like Facebook, but just that.
Yeah.
Like it was taking the status update. That's what they were trying to do. But then obviously it's turned into what it is today.
Mm-hmm.
And I think looking back on it, it's funny that it was actually a successful app because I could have been an idiot and told Nick about this like stupid app called Twitter that never made it. At least it made it, right?
I mean, yeah. I mean, they're here, right? I mean, we're streaming live on Twitter.
Oh, yeah, that's right. We're streaming on Twitter.
I mean, they definitely made it.
I love
it,
you, Twitter. Actually, it's one of my favorite. For gaming, Twitter is awesome. It's one of the best social media.
I mean, it's the main one I use.
Yeah, gaming is huge. Sports and gaming, like even regular sports and
that's
gaming
where,
are huge.
That's where I get all my news.
Yeah, I get all my news.
All of it.
Anyway, check us out next week. That's it for a Destiny podcast. Thanks, Adam, for coming by.
Of course.
Thanks, Nick. See you guys.
Beta Boys Media presents a Destiny podcast. A Destiny podcast.